in our praise. He has given us the garment of praise to take away the spirit of heaviness. Heaviness is a spirit. It is not ours to have. You can put on a bathrobe to keep you warm in the winter. I love my winter bathrobe. It keeps me warm. But the garment of heaviness is not mine. It is from the enemy of my soul. It is from Satan. And when I feel heaviness coming onto me, all I have to do is lift up my hands and pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's welcome Brother Parker to preach to us today.
Come on, let's praise him right now. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Surely the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. He's greatly and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a mighty God we are serving this morning. Amen. Is there anything too hard from God? I know not any. Amen. The psalmist says, I've been young and I am old, and yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seeds begging bread. Hallelujah. God's got this, folks. Don't worry about what the world is doing. Amen. Praise God. If you was in the world, Jesus said, the world would love its own. But because you're not in the world, he's taking you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. But don't worry about it. You and Jesus make a majority in every situation and every circumstance. Hallelujah. As my wife was saying, all you got to do sometimes is just praise the Lord. You know? You remember that commercial, Shout? It says you've got stains and blots and all this stuff. Just shout it out, right? Spread and shout it out. Sometimes that's what you've got to do, is shout it out. Amen. Sometimes you just need to get alone and just lift your voice and call out to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. That's what the blind man said by the wayside. Everybody was trying to get him to be quiet. He's got louder. Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And he said, what would you have me to do? He says, Lord, that I might receive my sight. He said, be it done unto you according to your faith. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Wow, what a mighty God. Woo, he's awesome. He's holy. Amen. He's great. He's a protector. He's the deliverer. Amen. What do you want him to be in your life? He will be that. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for allowing us to be here today. I mean, he is a good God. He is a great God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good? An old song we used to sing a long time ago goes something like this. He's the great I am. The everlasting Father, he's the Prince of Peace, the great eternal wonder, holy counselor, and Zion's righteous governor. He's the great I am. Oh, he's the great I am. The everlasting Father, he's the Prince of Peace, the great eternal wonder, holy counselor, and Zion's righteous governor. He's the great I am. God is Elohim of all the holy prophets. He's the El Shaddai Of all the seers and sages, he's the mighty one. Of all the sacred pages, he's the great I am. Oh, he's the great I am. The everlasting Father, he's the Prince of Peace. The great eternal wonder, holy counselor. In Zion's righteous governor, he's the great I am. He's Jehovah God, the coming King of glory. He's the true Nisi, the Lord of grace and favor. He is Jesus Christ, Redeemer, friend, and Savior. He's the great I am. Oh, he's the great I am. The everlasting Father, he's the Prince of Peace. The great eternal wonder, holy counselor. And Zion's righteous governor, he's the great I am. He's the strong Rapha, the healing one of heaven. He's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit born from glory. He's the sacred one of all the gospel story. He's the great I am. Oh, he's the great I am. The everlasting Father, he's the Prince of Peace. The great eternal wonder, holy counselor, and Zion's righteous governor. He's the great I am. One more time. Oh, he's the great I am. The everlasting Father, he's the Prince of Peace. The great eternal wonder, holy counselor. And Zion's righteous governor, he's the great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is indeed the great I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Don't ever get tired of serving God. We're on a journey. We're heading to a better place. The Bible said the patriarchs looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker was God. Amen. Now, if you don't plan to go to heaven, it's going to be a long journey. But if you're planning to see Jesus, the songwriter said, oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face, dare to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Praise God. Second Chronicles chapter 5 this morning, this afternoon. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. Verse 1 through verse 10. Second Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 10. Second Chronicles. Give you a chance to get there in your Bibles. Amen. Everybody there, say amen. Amen. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold, and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which was in the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priests and the Levites bring up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor number for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracles of the house and to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark. And the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracles, but they were not seen without. And there it is unto this day. There was not nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein in Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And I want to minister to you today from this thought. All you need is the word. All you need is the word. Jesus, we thank you again today, God, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for your mercy, your long-suffering towards us. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, let us not leave the way that we came, God, but let us leave changed, renewed, and refreshed. And the Holy Ghost, and we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And you may be seated. Amen. Praise God. All you need is the word of God. Praise God. From the time God sent Moses into Egypt to bring the children of Israel out of captivity and out of bondage, God began to communicate with him and to give him instructions of things that God desired of him to do. And as they was coming out of Egypt, one of the things God began to talk to Moses, and he began to say to Moses in Exodus 25:8, speak to the people and tell them to bring me an offering that they may build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among my people. You see, God always desired to dwell among his people. The scripture says where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee. God will be with you. He has instructed you and I that I am as close as the mention of my name. Amen. So God began to communicate with Moses, and he gave Moses instruction of how to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. Amen. And so as they received the instructions to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, and you will study, you will find that it is broken down into three parts. Amen. You had the outer courts, and where the outer courts was, there was a gate that came in, and the tabernacle had to always be pitched to the east. Amen. And you know the scripture. If you've been around the church, you've heard it time and time. From the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So anytime they came through the gate, it had to be from the east side, and they would come in with praise. And then there was an altar. It would be here that the sacrifices would be made. Amen. And it was here that we in the New Testament learns that it means repentance. It is dying out. And then there was a brazen laver where the priest would wash. And we translate that today to be baptism. Amen. By the washing and renewed and the regeneration. And then they went into what was called the holy place, or what we call the sanctuary. And it was there that the table was there, and it had 12 loaves of bread, which represent one for each tribe of Israel, and it represents the bread of life. And then it had the candlesticks, and the candlesticks represented the light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Amen. And then they had the altar of incense, amen, which represents incense, a sweet smell unto the Lord. And then they went in the third place, which was called the holies of holies, or the holies of all. And it was here, amen, where the Ark of the Covenant was placed. It was here where the Ark, it had two angels, wings overshadowing, touching, amen. And it was the mercy seat. It was here where God's Spirit would descend. So they had this, and it was to be carried by the Levites, or be carried by the priests. You see, when you and I become children of God, when we repent of our sins, when we're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, the Bible says we become kings and priests unto the Lord. Therefore, we must carry this on our shoulders at all times. They must always be in your life a reflection of the tabernacle in the wilderness. The bread should always be in you. The word should always be there. Amen. The light should always be shining through your life and your conduct and your actions and your character. It was here, amen. But God always like to have some memorials established for the next generation. We know that he told Moses, when Moses went up on the mount and spent 40 days with the Lord and he came down, God had given him two tables of stones that God had written his law and word upon. Amen. And they were to keep these as a memorial. They were to keep these as a testimony. And it was to be placed inside of the ark. And then there was a division that took place between some of the priests and against Moses, and God had every tribe to bring a stick, a dead stick, the next morning, and they were to take these sticks and to put them inside of the ark. And the next morning, God would send Moses in to bring one of the sticks out. And when he brought them all out, amen, the only one that was alive was the stick of Aaron, the high priest. His stick had budded and had almonds on it. To let you and I know, amen, that God is able to take you from death to life, amen. Anytime you're in the sanctuary and in the house of God, you can go from death to life. It only is going to happen in the house of God. It also represents authority and power. When you're in command, when you're in control, you have authority and power from the word of God and from God himself. And then the third thing that was to be placed in there was a pot of manna. It was a memorial that God had provided for them in the wilderness, that he sent manna, and they was to have a pot. So now, fast forward with me just a little bit here. The years is now past. David is even gone off the scenes. And Solomon has the responsibility to build the house for God. And we see all the beauty and all the splendor and everything that Solomon does based on the instructions that he has been given. But when he brings in the Ark of the Covenant, two things is missing: the pot of manna and Aaron's rod that budded. The only thing that remains inside of the Ark is the table of stones, the word of God. I come to tell you today that all you need is the word of God. And when you have the word of God, you have everything else that you have need of. Paul says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, and instructions in righteousness, that the man of God shall be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Everything you need, you will find in the word of God. God. If you're troubled, you can find the answer in the Word of God. No matter what you're going through in your life, the Word of God is there for you. Peter says, know this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, but holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is given to you and I from God to teach us how to live, how to walk, how to talk, how to conduct ourselves, how to be successful in the things that God desires of you and me to be. But the problem is, we won't read it. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, to rightly divide the word of truth. You see, the Word of God is there to help us. It is to build us. It is to encourage us. It is to strengthen us. The psalmist says in Psalms 119, verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statute, and I will keep it unto the end. Give me understanding that I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the paths of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not unto covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in the way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproaches which I fear, for all thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed for thy precepts. Quicken thou me in righteousness. Teach me, God, give me, command me, show me the right way so that I know how I should live and how I should act and how I should conduct myself. David says again in Psalms 19, the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord are pure and light in the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean and doing forever, and the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servants warned, and keeping of them is your great reward. Who can understand his error? Keep back thy servant from secret false. Let not, amen, presumptuous sins have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Praise God. It's the word. You see, the law of the Lord teaches us how to behave, how to conduct ourselves. Praise God. The testimonies of the Lord was designed to show you and I the things that God has done for us in our lives. And at the same time, to encourage you and I to know that God is alive. That's the purpose of the test. The statutes of the Lord set boundaries for us. It tells us, don't go there. It tells us, don't do that. It sets the boundaries for us to obey. Amen. The commandments of the Lord gives us directions so that when circumstances and situations arise out of the ordinary, we can know how to deal with them. That's the purpose of the commandments. The fear of the Lord, he says, is clean. In other words, the fear of the Lord teaches you and me to respect God and to live like we are his children. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to understand that God's word is designed to help you and I to be like him. This is why James says, don't just be a hearer of God's word. You've got to become a doer of God's word. Amen. For if any man be a hearer and not a doer, he is like a natural man that behold his face in a glass, and he goes his way and forget what manner of man he was. But whosoever look unto the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, and he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer, this man will be blessed in his deeds. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? See, when you're blessed, you're supposed to have a happy face. See, when you're blessed, you just get up in the morning and go, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. See, when you're blessed, you just get up that way. When I look back over my life and I think things over, see, this is why all you need is the word of God. Amen. See, when the word of God is there, praise God. This is why the Bible tells us in John 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but came to bear witness of that light, that true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, which was born not of blood, nor of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. So when you got the word, brothers and sisters, you've got God there with you. That's all you need. You and God make a majority in any situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's three, John says, that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. The psalmist says, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I will not sin against thee. Psalms 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It is a light unto my pathway. No matter where I'm going, God will be a light for me. He will shine. The word will give me directions. The word will lead me. The word will help me. The word will build me. He has exalted his word above his name. John says in 1 John 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard and seen and looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. And these things we declare unto you, so that your joy might be in you, and that your joy might be full. You need the word of God. Job says in Job 23:11, my foot have held his step, his ways have I kept and not declined, neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed his word more than my mouth, than my necessary food. Job says, every day I've got to have the word of God. Every every day. That's more important than eating a Big Mac. That's more important than a steak on your table. You need the Word of God in your life, because if you've got Jesus, I have need of nothing else. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will provide when it seems there is no provision. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you need is the Word. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord in Psalms 91, He's my rock and my fortress and my God in whom I will trust. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover thee with His wings and feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that fly by day, nor the pestilent walk in darkness, nor destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine own eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, and neither shall the plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, upon the young lion and dragon. You shall trample under feet, because you have set your love upon him. Therefore, how will I deliver him and set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and deliver him. With long life shall I satisfy him and make known to him my salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. Oh yes, it's Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Feel my ever longing. He keeps me singing as I go. All you need is the Word. I got Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I've got Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I've got Jesus. He's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life. All you need is the Word. All you need is the Word. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judge it according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. In other words, Peter says, if you're one of them that call and believe in Jesus, then you spend the rest of your time upon this earth respecting God, loving God, serving God. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly, singing with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Notice what Peter said, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified yourself and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withered, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord, and do it forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Jesus Christ is the word, amen, that's preached through the gospel. He's the death. He's the burial. He's the resurrection. You're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, the word of God. You have to be born again according to the word of God. Stay with me. Jesus says in Luke 8, a sower went forth to sow seed, and some fell by the wayside. Some fell among the rocks. Some fell among the thorns. And some fell among good ground. And when the disciples asked him to explain it, he came at him from this standpoint. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. Paul says in Galatians 3:16 that when God made promise to Abraham, amen, he said not, and to seeds many, but to seed, which is one, which is Christ. Stay with me. Which is one, which is Christ. The word is the seed. Amen. If the seed is not planted in the earth, it's not going to grow. You have to have Jesus on the inside in order for your love to grow, in order for your peace to grow, in order for your joy and your goodness and your gentleness and your humility and faith to grow. You've got to have the seed deep down inside of you. That's why in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. You've got to have the Word of God inside of you to stand strong, to be right, to do what is right, to know how to live, and to serve God effectively in your life. You're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. See, when you are born again, brothers and sisters, all sin cease. All wrongdoing cease. Not living right, cease. Because you're born again. The old man is dead. You buried him. And you're risen to walk in newness of life. Amen. Sin can't enter there. So this is why we have to have the word of God inside of us. Living in us. Growing in us. Becoming like the master himself. Amen. Praise God. You got to change. And the only way that's going to happen is being born again of the incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. All you need is the word. Being a Christian isn't hard. It's easy. The devil wants you to think it's hard. And many people has fallen right into his trap. When Solomon brought that temple in, that tabernacle in, the only thing was there was the word of God. That's all you need. Everything you have need of is right here. You've got to read it. You've got to study it. Your marriages will be strong and steadfast if you live based on this. Teach your children right, they'll be okay. You say, well, I don't know about that. I guarantee you, when they get old, they'll come back. Just hang in there. Praise God. See, if our lives are turned upside down, all I got to do is read the Word of God. Hear me. Hallelujah. If our goals, what do we want to become in life? If we read this, it will come to fruition. Praise God. The law is perfect. It converts the soul. We live according to the Word of God. This is the road map. This is basic instructions before leaving the earth. All you need is the Word of God. All you need is to hold true to God's Word. Amen. Praise God. Paul says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. And all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making grace in your heart to the Lord. Let the Word control you. How many times do you hear, trust in the Lord with all your heart? Right here. This is your heart, your mind. It's not talking about this thing beating in your chest. It's talking about your mind. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. That's why the commandments direct your path. That's why the commandments give you directions, what to do in circumstances and situations when they come into your life. See, the Word tells you what to do. You don't have peace, the Bible just tells you, get back in the old path. Go back to what you knew from the beginning when you went to Sunday school. Go back, get back in the right pathway and watch and see what God will do. Praise God. In your life, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't have joy, what does the scripture say? The joy of the Lord is your strength. So you need to start worshiping God. If you don't have love, guess who moved? Because God is loved. All you need is the Word. If you don't have self-control, it tells you how to have self-control. If you don't have good godly character, it tells you how to have good godly character. Come on, stay with me. You living in fear? This tells you God did not give you the spirit of fear, so that should automatically wake you up and not tell you where it come from. That means it's not coming from God. So your adversary, the devil, is walking around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Whom resist? The Bible says you stand fast in the faith. Amen. You've got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you're able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Praise God. If you wish you had some good friends, right here. He that would have friends, show himself friendly. Come on. Stay with me. If you feel lost, can't find your way, you know what this tell you? Come unto me. all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Everything you have need of is in the Word of God. All you've got to do is stir up the gift that is in you. Don't lean to your own understanding. You're not going to find the answer to your problems in the world. Hear me. You're only going to find the answer to your world's problems and situations is right here in this book. If you read this book, you watch, I guarantee you, you're going to be blessed. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. That's all they needed in that ark was the word of God, because as long as they knew that they had that ark with them everywhere they went, they were successful. That's why their enemies, every time they heard a shout and they knew that that ark of the covenant was in the battlefield, the enemies feared Israel, because they knew that that ark represented God being with them, and they was afraid, and God fought for them. But you know what happened? They got comfortable. They stopped doing what God told them to do, and they wanted God to do it all for them. So God said, well, let me show you a lesson here. See, you've got the Word of God, so you don't need to wait on God to do what He's already told you to do. Like He told Moses when the children of Israel was at the Red Sea, God says, what are you crying to me for? He says, what are you crying to me for? You know what God made that comment? He's already told them, I'm going with you. He's already told them, I was go before you. So all they had to do is trust God, believe God, and walk in faith. Amen. And watch and see what God is going to do. Hallelujah. You don't need to keep praying for the same situation over and over. The power is in your hand. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall hurt you. Hallelujah. You've got to live this. You've got to love this. You've got to believe this. That's why God left it. That's why He gave it to you and I for. The Word of God. So we wouldn't be sad. So we wouldn't be alone. So that we know how God loves us. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thy not. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Saying, fear not. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you go through the floods, they're not going to overflow you. When you're in the fire trials of your life, they're not going to burn you. Neither shall the flames kindle against you. I have called you by your name. You are mine, saith the Lord. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, whom I have chosen that you may know and believe me that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, and neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, I have showed, I have saved when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Hallelujah. You've got the word, man. Live it. Believe it. Hold fast to it. Trust in God. And He will see you through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you need is the Word of God. So all you need is the Word of God. You don't need a whole lot of things else. Long as I got Jesus, I got everything I have need of. The Lord says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16, He says, wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doing before my face. Learn to do good. Think about this. He says, wash you. It's by the water of the word. You remember when Jesus came to Peter and the disciples and start washing their feet? And came to Peter, and Peter says, Lord, are you going to wash me? Jesus says, Simon, if I don't wash you, you have no part with me. Peter says, Lord, don't wash my feet only. Wash my hands, wash my head, wash all of me. See, because we'll cleanse by the word. That's the only way you're going to be clean, is by the word. He's the one that washes us. He's the one that cleanses us. He's the one that removes all the filth and the junk out of our lives. So the Lord says, wash you. Put away the evil of your doing. Learn to do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Notice what he says. He says, come now. Let's reason together. He says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. He said, though they be red like crimson, he says, I will make them like wool. You know what God is saying? I'll wash your sins away. I'll wash all the bad things that's happening in your life away if you let him today. Praise God. Today is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Don't leave the way that you came. As my wife said early, he's not given us the spirit of heaviness, but he's given us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, so that when these things come, we can begin to worship and get rid of things. That's why we have the word of God. Everything, brothers and sisters, is there. It's there. My. You know what Paul says? He says, I have not seen and ears have not heard the things which God has prepared for them that love us. But he's revealed it to us by his spirit, the word of God. That's why you've got to read this. That's why you've got to study this. All you need is the word. I want to open these altars today. Maybe you've been struggling with a situation. Maybe you've been struggling with an area in your life. I want you to come and just take hold of Jesus' hands one more time and make a new commitment that, God, I'm going to hold to your word. I'm not going to let your word go. I'm going to cling to it. I'm going to hold to it. Make a new vow that I'm going to study the word of God every day. I'm going to hide the word of God in my heart so that when troubles and trials and things start coming, I know what to do for myself. That I know how to live for myself based on God's word. He's got you today. Amen. Just walk right in and begin to worship God and begin to believe God for the things you have need of this morning. Come on. All you need is the word. Go ahead on right now.
I trust in God. My Savior.